Sport time now with Brent Costello from Win News. It's good morning to you. Hello.
How are you guys?
Good, mate. Season opener for the footy on Thursday. That's rolled around quick. You'd be pumped.
Yeah, it's come around quick, hasn't it?
Sure has.
Looking forward to it. Carlton, Richmond, of course. It's obviously the traditional way to get the season underway these days. And 50% capacity crowd as well, which is going to be awesome. So that's 50,000 at the MCG, yeah. Obviously being a 100,000 seat stadium. So compared to where we were at the same time last year, where we had nobody there, you might remember that first night where we just an empty stadium and it just sounded weird on the TV. So to get to where we're going to be Thursday night, outstanding, I reckon.
Yeah,
so I can't
really
wait
good.
For that.
There's calls for 100% capacity or 100,000 capacity, so to increase the capacity. Do you think it's going to happen?
I don't reckon it gets to 100, Jess. No, I think Jeff Kennett said the Victorian public health people are being party poopers or something along those lines. But, I mean, yeah, as I say, compared to where we were last year, where nobody was there, to get to the half-full stadium, which is still 50,000, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think that's not a bad way to start things off.
If for sure.
If we go too hard too early, we don't want to get away from the end. So I think it's a good move, I reckon.
Let's touch on AFLW.
Yeah, so we're getting to the pointy end of the season in that particular competition now. A few upsets over the weekend as well. Collingwood lost its first game. It was a thriller too. They lost by 3 points against Brisbane. And that actually moves them down the ladder. They've been on top of the table basically for the whole season, and they've dropped to third now with only a couple of rounds to go. So as it stands, the top three teams all on 24 points, the next three teams all on 20 points, and that's your top six. Western Bulldogs just outside, banging on the door with 16 points, but they lost the game in Hobart against North Melbourne on Saturday, so that puts them behind the eight ball a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be really exciting end of the competition. We've got a game tonight as well, actually. West Coast Eagles are going to be hosting a game at home. So Monday night, AFLW, West Coast Geelong should be good.
Got any basketball news for us?
Yeah, plenty going on. Obviously, Jack Jove is not too far away from joining the NBL, but they've had a competition called the NBL Cup in this current season, and that's part of the whole NBL season, if you like, but it's been a 36-day tournament where all teams have been based in Melbourne, and the winner of that particular cup wins the NBL Cup. So Perth Wildcats claimed that yesterday. So all the results go towards the whole NBL season, but they also played for this cup in the middle of the season. So yeah, Perth have won that. They've been a dominant team for a long time, the Perth Wildcats. Always hard to beat, and they were probably the red-hot favourite to win the cup, but they know how to get it done for silverware. So well done to them. But as it stands, Melbourne United are still on top of the ladder for the whole NBL season. So the back half's going to be really interesting because it's a very tight competition at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's wrap her up with some cricket news.
Yeah, plenty going on. Obviously, Tassie had a thumping win against South Australia on Friday in the One Day Cup. We bowled them out for 104, so the game was over so quickly, just about over before it started, really. So we were on top of the One Day ladder as of Friday. We got a double bonus point for that win, but we're going to be really tested this coming week because we've got New South Wales, which is going to be a huge test for all the Australian players back in that team. But they're a really good litmus test to see where we're at, and then a shield game a couple of days later as well. So some stars will be in Tassie later this week, guys. So that's the New South Wales team. It almost resembles an Australian team when you look at it.
Well, there
awesome
you go.
Stuff.
A couple of things to keep our eye out for. Of course, Thursday night, the big round opener. There
can't
you go.
I believe it's this week.
Hey, Bruno, cheers for that, mate. We'll catch you in a week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you then.